Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to Football Full Circle with Joe Lisi and Scott Wetzel.
Welcome to the weekend edition of Football Full Circle right here on the Sports Grid Radio Network, Sirius Channel 159. Joe Lisi and Scott Wetzel talking all things NFL and a little bit of college football on this Friday. Scott, news came out earlier this morning about North Carolina and Bill Belichick. His girlfriend, Jordan Hudson, was banned from the football facility. About 2 or 3 hours later, before the show, though, we get on, and all of a sudden, the university puts out reports and says, no, that's not true. So I want to give you an opportunity to discuss what is going on with the legend Bill Belichick. Is Jordan Hudson running the show, or is Bill just completely lost in Chapel Hill?
I think Bill's completely lost, period. I mean, listen, we all go through midlife crisis. I get that. And I will say this, he doesn't look 70 plus, but she doesn't look 20 plus, no offense. But if you told me she was 34, not 24, I'd say, okay. Yeah, I mean, but the discrepancy is still there, right? You still got a good 30-year gap there, no matter how old they are. I don't know, Joe. I mean, you know, that interview that, in essence, 60 Minutes or CBS had, right. You know, the one thing that I would have pressed on with Bill is like, what are you doing, Bill? I mean, why are you college? Are you crazy? You're dealing with kids that are literally 50 years younger than you. And do you take it as an insult that you couldn't get an NFL job? I mean, I would have really pressed him on that. But instead, you know, you got the female and the girlfriend in the background. She's saying, don't ask this, don't ask that. It is so weird. You know, you have the 70-20. That's weird as it is, right? But it's Belichick. It's not just any 70-year-old. It's Mr. Curmudgeon, no personality, no smile, no cheering, no anything that we've known from him for the last literally 30-plus years, right? And now all of a sudden, he's going out with a 20-year-old gold digger, if you want to call her that, and now she's apparently running his life? I don't know. I didn't understand either side, whether it was North Carolina taking Bill on or Bill taking North Carolina on, except for the fact that his son is going to join him. And I said, all right, if this is his way of getting his son a head coaching job, then I understand it. Maybe that's the ultimate goal for him. Spend a couple of years there, pass it on to his son. But other than that, Joe, it didn't make sense for me from North Carolina's standpoint. It really did.
No, it doesn't. I'll get into the North Carolina aspect of it in a couple of minutes. I do want to read the report that they put out. It said, while Jordan Hudson is not an employee at the University of Carolina Athletics, she is welcome to the Carolina football facility. Jordan will continue to manage all activities related to Coach Belichick's personal brand outside of his responsibilities for the Carolina football and the university. So that comes, by the way, of CBS Sports, one of their reporters that put out the report prior to us coming on air. And it is a little intriguing because you're talking about the interview that took place on CBS about a week and a half ago. And a lot of pundits came out and a lot of people close to Bill came out and said they had to do damage control, that the interview was worse than potentially what was aired. There were circulating reports. They brought up how they met, and all of a sudden that was all hush hush. So it goes to the bigger question. And I think this is what you're bringing up as well, is that we know Belichick. to be such a control freak as it relates to the football aspect of, you know, the former team New England Patriots, where he won 6 Super Bowls. And now it seems like he's just flying by the seat of his pants. Is he actually in control of his own life? And more importantly, the Carolina football program.
Yeah. You'd have to say yes, right? I mean, it can't be that.
You know, right.
But he also, he came out and said, no, that's not, you know, what really was happened. It was a little misleading, that little excerpt that CBS sent out to everybody on Twitter and everywhere else. He said that was a little taken out of context. Maybe it was, maybe it wasn't, but he's still acting weird, or he's still acting in a way we've never seen Bill Belichick. That's really the bottom line, right? And the guy wants to write a book too, Joe. It's like, come on, you got all the money in the world, you got a job. Why do you have to write a book that you know? You're not an idiot. You've been dealing with the media for literally 40 years. You know how the media is. You write a book, right. You're not going to worry about your X's and O's breakdown. They want to know about your 24-year-old relationship. I mean, you can't be that stupid to not expect those questions being answered, right? So why would you bring you're putting yourself in that position? The whole thing is just weird. Do you think he's going to be head coach in North Carolina this year? I have my doubts.
I do. No, I do. And that's where I'll take it. Their win total this year, Scott, is 7.5. And North Carolina did move on from their former head coach, Mack Brown. That was one of the oldest and the oldest in college football. I think he was 73 years old. And they turned to Bill Belichick, who has 6 Super Bowls and is 72 years old. But it's the brand, right? You have brand recognition. Right. You don't have the same pop, obviously, with Mack Brown. He's known, obviously, national championship coach with his days at Texas. But you're not getting the media hype and the media coverage that you would from Mack Brown to obviously Belichick. Look at these interviews that they're just covering each and every week now with Jordan Hudson and Belichick's relationship, right? So you take the good, you take the bad, you take the ugly. What I do find interesting is that supposedly the other aspect of that interview that came out, and remember, Hard Knocks was supposed to cover North Carolina and Bill Belichick, and they turned that down. And all of a sudden, the reports were that it was their situation with Jordan Hudson. Well, why, if you're Jordan Hudson or if you're Belichick, don't you want to get eyes on your program, right? You're not Miami. You're not an elite program like Ohio State or Georgia or any of the big boys. You want to try and get recruits in. Hard Knocks would help elevate that. Why would you turn that down, especially knowing you're dealing with the brand and kids that want to get paid with NIL?
Yeah. Unless they realize that, you know what, more of Belichick is not a good thing. The more people see Belichick be a dope. Now, we're not seeing him with his girlfriend being a dope, but if you put Belichick back into the coach's role, he would be the last person you would think would be entertaining and be able to showcase your school, right? If he's going to act the way he's acted anyway. So maybe they realize, you know what? And again, more Belichick is not good. We don't want people to see this. You know, maybe they think, though, they're going to get like a Deion Sanders in Colorado situation. He's going to come in and bring all the limelight. But you said it, Joe. They're not talking about North Carolina football right now. They're more consumed with, you know, Bill Belichick and his 24-year-old girlfriend. And I don't know if that's ever going to change, but you can't get rid of her. You know, she's got a legitimate job. With all this NIL stuff going on and all these schools hiring, you know, professional athletes, current athletes and everything else. Yeah. You know, well, why can't she just be in charge of that stuff, which is what she's doing? So,
well, the book actually thinks, Scott, for the most part, that it's a significant upgrade for the program. Now, let's not forget, North Carolina had Drake May. They had Sam Howell, potential first-round draft picks, right? Drake May went 3rd overall. Sam Howell fell to the middle rounds. But at the end of the day, they had last year, at the end of Mack Brown's tenure, a 45-1 shot to win the conference last season, right? This year, with Belichick not even coaching in college, they're already a 20-1 shot, 7.5 win total. If you had a bet right here, right now, would you bet on that 20-1 number?
No, and I'd be all over the under. I got to see him really, you know, break it all down and get back into it at 70+. I don't know their schedule. I'll look it up here in a second. But I bet there's a built-in at least 1, if not 1.5 point win, and a probably good 10 to 20 points on that, you know, championship number, just because it's Belichick. And the boys in Vegas are dumb, right? They're not lowering that because they think North Carolina is good. They're lowering those numbers or raising the win total anyway because they know people are going to be betting on Bill Belichick.
Right. They have better conference odds than Florida State. That was abysmal last year, but 2 years ago was undefeated in the ACC. Virginia Tech, Syracuse, NC State, Pittsburgh, and Boston College. We'll come back. We'll talk more about Bill Belichick and potentially the team that could have had him as a head coach, the Atlanta Falcons, coming up next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
You're listening to Football Full Circle with Joe Lisi and Scott Wetzel.
All right, back on Football Full Circle, Lisi and Wetzel breaking down the situation in Chapel Hill with Bill Belichick and his girlfriend, Jordan Hudson. She was out of the facility. Now she's into the facility. We don't know what the real situation is as it relates to that type of relationship in the football program. What we do know, Scott, is 7.5 win total for North Carolina. I told you in the break for this coming year, I'm taking a shot. I believe Belichick, at least from an X's and O's standpoint, is a huge upgrade from Mac Brown. I think he could coach his team up to potentially 8 or 9 wins. I don't think that's out of the realm of possibility, expecting them to potentially compete for an ACC championship. It's possible, but highly unlikely. But you looked at the schedule, and you think it's very manageable for the Tar Heels to potentially get to 8 or 9 wins this year.
Yeah, I mean, really, and Criswell, the quarterback, is coming back, right? He didn't leave or transfer out. It's more like worrying about transferring, right? So, the non-conference schedule, we know the ACC is a joke, right? They do have Clemson, but they are Clemson at home. But then, you know, they open up with 4 non-conference games, TCU at home, Charlotte on the road, Richmond at home, and then Central Florida. That probably won't be easy, but on the road. I mean, there's no reason why they can't go at least 3-1, right? If they have any kind of team there, maybe they get a split out of Central Florida and TCU, but they should be able to beat Charlotte and Richmond, right? You can't possibly be losing to those teams. So that's 3-1, and then you got a big match against Clemson. And then the ACC stinks. So, and they got the pretty easy portion of the ACC. You know, there is no SMU on that schedule. You got Cal, Virginia, Syracuse, which lost everybody this year after last year's nice season, Stanford, Wake, Duke at home, and in North Carolina State. So no Miami, no SMU. That's a pretty easy schedule, man. Maybe I better rethink the under. They're not going to go 8-4 with that schedule? They might.
It's possible. I will say this. Criswell was in the transfer portal. They did get, though, Gio Lopez, the former quarterback of South Alabama, comes to Chapel Hill. He's a veteran, mobile type of quarterback that potentially could lead that offense. But here's the thing. When you look at North Carolina, Scott, and you just look at just where they are, typically known as a basketball program, they elevated in recent years in terms of, you know, got to an ACC championship game a couple of years ago with Drake May, couldn't beat Clemson. They got boat raced 39-10. We don't look at them as being a perennial football power, right? But Belichick, when he took the job and with Mike Lombardi as GM, they came and said, we're going to lead this program to the path to the NFL. We're going to make it like an NFL organization. We're going to cultivate and coach up the talent. to get to the next level. Do you feel just from that aspect that kids have bought in to at least potentially maybe making the transition to Chapel Hill to where they can elevate their NFL career, you know, at least in the offseason at this point?
Yeah, you know, maybe. But you think about this. I know this is going to sound kind of weird, but if you're an incoming freshman, you're considering on going to North Carolina, right? Well, you're 17 years old. At 12 years old, Belichick was winning his last Super Bowl. Do you really remember Bill Belichick like, you know, the rest of the world does? Or is he just like, who, Belichick? All right, whatever, coach in the NFL. There's a lot of coaches around the NFL or around college football. I don't think I would go out of my way as a incoming freshman to go with Bill Belichick, who you have a pretty good idea is not going to be there 4 years from now, right? Or maybe even 3 years from now. So I don't think so. I don't think they're going to get that. I really don't.
Let me ask you this, because this is an intriguing question. If you feel like you surveyed 100 high school athletes, okay? High school, yep. Not college, and said, you know, who is the most recognizable head coach in the NFL? Do you feel that they would come out and say Andy Reid? I don't even believe that's the case, to be honest with you. I believe kids are that far removed. They don't even watch game film. We have Carson Beck that says he doesn't, the Miami quarterback that in the offseason says he doesn't even like watching football. You feel like these kids are so far removed from the game that they don't even know the best head coach in the NFL, and that's what they're aspiring to be. It's not like Andy Reid is a recognizable name, even though you and I and everybody knows him that bets on him and follows it from the NFL aspect. But relating to younger kids, do you feel like Andy Reid is relating to the younger generation?
I kind of doubt it, right? But he doesn't have to. He's drafting players. So, you know, he could sit there in a wheelchair for, you know, they're going to be a Kansas City Chiefs.
If he went to college, right. But that's the thing, right?
Maybe a little more than Belichick, because he's working with Belichick worked with Tom Brady, but that was a long time ago. These kids don't know that stuff. Him working with Patrick Mahomes. So he would get a little bump because he worked with Mahomes a little bit more so than Belichick.
I would argue that Deion Sanders would be the first name out of their mouth as opposed to either Belichick or Andy Reid. Because this is not a knock on Deion as a head coach, because Deion has done a fantastic job in terms of the transition from Jackson State to Colorado, elevated that program to 9 wins when they only had one with Carl Durrell a couple of years ago. But he's so recognizable, right, that kids in high school and college would relate and would recognize Deion Sanders more than the best coaches in the NFL that have won multiple Super Bowls.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. That's why I wouldn't have thought it would have been a dumb thing for NFL teams, because I even think the NFL players, as old as they are, would still resonate with Deion and want to go play for Deion wherever he actually was. Deion would be one. If you just opened it up to NFL college head coaches, who's the most popular coaches, kids? Deion would be one. I still think Jim Harbaugh would be two. I think John Harbaugh might be three. And then
Sirianni wouldn't be in there, even though Sirianni's a great coach. Sirianni, maybe McVay.
Dave, these dopey kids would probably give you Nick Saban, and not realizing that Nicky Quick's not coaching anymore.
It's possible. You know? We'll come back. We'll talk more NFL coaches. We'll also talk about the Atlanta Falcons coming up next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
the social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
You're listening to Football Full Circle with Joe Lisi and Scott Wetzel.
All right, continuing the conversation in the NFL, we were talking about college and NFL head coaches, which ones are more recognizable. Scott and I both agree that Dion potentially is more recognizable than Andy Reid and Belichick combined as it relates to younger players in high school and college. We'll see if Scott puts that poll out a little bit later tonight. But I did want to bring up the Atlanta Falcons. And we could tie it into the Belichick situation. You know, in the offseason, throughout this year, it was looked at potentially that Bill Belichick can maybe, you know, make the move last year, right? He didn't get the job. They move to Raheem Morris. Raheem Morris doesn't lead Atlanta to a wild card or a playoff appearance. And here they are, still a middle-of-the-road type of NFC team. Do you feel, just looking back now, that Arthur Blank and that organization made a mistake? I believe they did. I thought they should have went with Belichick. I think the whole Kirk Cousins situation was completely crazy as it relates to that. But looking back now, do you feel like the Atlanta Falcons, if they had Belichick, would have been a little bit further on in the progression cycle heading into 2025?
Yeah, I you know, it's weird if you call it a mistake. I am a firm believer in this, Joe. I think it was a package deal. I think the only way Kirk Cousins was going to Atlanta is if he brought his guy in. And that's the only way they were going to be able to sign him. So if they would have signed Bill Belichick, then Kirk Cousins wouldn't have signed there. Now, in the end, you look back and say, well, that wouldn't have been the worst thing in the world. But, you know, who knew Kirk Cousins was going to have the year that he had? So I really don't think it was. You can't look at both resumes and say, all right, I'm going to go with Raheem Morris, right, versus right. Bill Belichick. There had to have been a reason. I don't know why the media didn't delve into that just a little bit more, but it made all the sense in the world. Kirk Cousins, veteran player. I'm not going with Belichick. No freaking way. He's a disciplinarian. He's a this. He's that. I'm not dealing with that. Not at this point in my career. So if you want me, you bring in my guy, Raheem Morris, who I was with before. So from that standpoint, I don't think it was a mistake. But
right.
Second part of your question, would they be further ahead had they hired Belichick and then maybe lost out on Kirk Cousins? Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Because in the end, what did they get him? Half of your cousins right. Sticking out the joint. So what's the difference?
I agree. And look at their win total this year, Scott, 7.5 at -140 to the over. They don't get to that 7.5, 8 wins this year with Michael Penix in year number two. Raheem Morris can't be the guy for 2026, right?
Right.
I mean, as the organization, all right, you rolled the dice with the veteran. It didn't get you anywhere. You brought back a coach that was never good in his first coaching stint, right? And the team hasn't gotten better. You have better talent, but you haven't elevated to the next level. And you're in a division that you should be at least competing in. And granted, they were in competition with Tampa Bay again down the stretch. They couldn't pull it out. But 7.5, if you don't become a 9 or a 10 win football team with Raheem Morris in year number two, what are you doing? Right. They were looked at as again, an organization that with just the right coach, the right court. They were like similar to the Jets. Right. A lot of nice right. pieces. If we could just all bring it together with the right chemistry, we could be a contender. They're going nowhere. They're stuck in neutral. And you have a young quarterback. The coach isn't elevating him. The coach hasn't done anything on the defensive side of the ball. And if you lift to 7-10 yet again, or an 8-win football team, what are you doing? But the bigger question is, at that point, what do you do? Do you go to the college ranks? Do you go to a coordinator? Who do you get as the head coach of the Atlanta Falcons next year?
Yeah, it's interesting. It all kind of resides on Michael Penix Jr. to me.
Okay.
If he turns out to be a bust and doesn't do well next season, you know, and I think that's the only way they don't make the playoffs, right? Unless you really think it's the coaching aspect of it. But it's got to be, well, Penix Jr. isn't any good. Then you just ship everybody out and start all over again, right?
That's
I mean, how
terrible.
Could you bring the, you know, Right? I mean, but...
Would you go to a coach like McCarthy? Would you go to a coach like McCarthy?
Oh, no.
Right.
No.
So then who do you go to?
Maybe John... I'm going to preach John Gruden until he gets a head coaching job.
There's
a lot
Miami.
Of mental midgets. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of mental midgets out there that are in the NFL. Right? The people look the other way, and then you would take a little bump in the road. You'd have to deal with all the negativity, him getting a job. But I still think he could be a head coach somewhere. I still think he could survive that. You tried
you
young.
Say,
you tried
would
old.
You say, would you say, Scott, next year, leading head coaching candidates, John Gruden?
Yes, I think so. He's been away long enough where I think people start talking about him. I do.
And get back into the football aspect. We'll see how it plays out. We'll come back with more divisional odds right here on Football Full Circle.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to Football Full Circle with Joe Lisi and Scott Wetzel.
All right, back on Football Full Circle, breaking down the all things NFL. We talked about Belichick, the Atlanta Falcons. Talked about the Falcons win total. Who could be the coach if Raheem Morris doesn't live up to expectations in 2025? Let's take a look, Scott, at Michael Penix. They don't have a number for Penix listed on FanDuel, which is pretty interesting when you think about it. But if you had to put a number on it, I would say it would be in the area of, 3,200, 3,300 yards this year?
Yeah, I was going to say maybe 35. But I can understand why they wouldn't put a number, because they're fearful that he won't play every game. So people will just bet the under. And then, you know, if he ends up playing, you know, then they'll go over and hedge their bet. So it's almost like you can't lose if you're wise about that. So I don't know. If they trade Kirk Cousins, then they'll put a number up. But until Cousins leaves, that's a 50-50 proposition. So, but if you knew he was going to play the whole year, 33, 34. I was going to even say 35, but in that range. They got some weapons, Joe. They really should be a better team. We've been saying this for the longest time. But, you know, when you look at the backfield with Bijan Robinson, pretty good. The wide receiver's pretty good. Pitt's pretty good, even though he's not lived up, obviously, to the hype. Which I'm very still surprised at.
Drake London, Mr. Dropsy at times. Him, Drake London and Kyle Pitts. You want to talk about the drops. I mean, Kyle Pitts is as good as anybody. Shocked that Darnell Mooney actually lived up to some of the hype. Ray McLeod, right? I mean, all these pedestrian wide receivers they had outside the top two, and they were able to put up numbers. I don't know. Here's the thing, Scott. I love what they did in the draft.
I'll say that Penix Jr. put up. Now, they only went 1-2 in his three games when he replaced Kirk Cousins, right?
Right.
So beat the Giants is one of them. But they lost shootouts, Washington and Carolina. So if you look at those three games, 300 yards, 223, 202, all in wins, three touchdowns, three interceptions, and they put 30 points basically on the board. They should be able to go over that number.
You would think, but I can't do it. I don't think Raheem Morris is that good of a coach. I don't even I'll say this. I don't even think he's an elite defensive coordinator. You know, he had a good defense with the Rams when he came over. They weren't elite by any standard. You know, I think he's a good defensive coordinator, but it's not like you're banging his door down. I need to have that guy on my organization or sideline. You know, again, he's another coach. No emotion, just sits there. They're getting blown out. Are you there? You know, glassy-eyed. Like, he looks like he's out of it. So, again, I need a coach that, to me, shows a little bit of emotion. A guy that gets fired. You're down by 34 points and you're getting your ass kicked. Throw a chair. I mean, that's just the way I am. You know, get a little irate. Can you lace into these guys? You know, Raheem Morris is not that type of coach. Do you feel that they get rid of Kirk Cousins? Is there a potential that Kirk Cousins is with a different team by the time August rolls around and fall camp starts?
I would think so, Joe. Why would you? You're going to go back to him? Pittsburgh would be the logical one. If they don't get Aaron Rodgers, which is certainly a possibility at this point, they would be the most logical. You know, could a quarterback get hurt in training camp? Yeah, they did give him a $10 million bonus, signing bonus, you know, but $10 million to Arthur Blank. Well, who cares? Raise prices at Home Depot for a couple of seconds. No big deal. You'll make that back, right? But, you know, that is a concern. It's more, I think it's a salary structure, but Pittsburgh would be the obvious one. Team needs a quarterback. Somebody gets hurt would be your secondary one. New Orleans Saints. Want to go to New Orleans Saints? One of these quarterbacks, these young quarterbacks, aren't ready to step in? I could see, but that's the same division. I don't know if you really want to do that, but they give you the most for the price, then they would.
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, Pittsburgh seems like the likely option. It came out today again with these reports, and I'm sick of it about Aaron Rodgers. Oh, they still don't know. They still don't know. They have a handshake deal. He's dealing with off the field. If the guy's not ready, get rid of him. You're making it sound like this is Aaron Rodgers when he won a Super Bowl back in 2011. He's nowhere near that type of quarterback. He wasn't that type of quarterback his last year in Green Bay, where he threw two interceptions against Detroit and 12 interceptions on the year, one of his worst statistical performances in Green Bay. I mean, we're acting like this guy is the savior and the cherry on top for the Pittsburgh Steelers to just race to an AFC championship. When is enough enough? And at the end of the day, why are they waiting around? Why? Like, why is he dictating everything right here, right now? They're that desperate?
Well, I mean, let's say Rodgers says, I'm not going to play. Where's Pittsburgh going to go?
Good.
Are they going to make the trade? Well, good for you, but bad for Pittsburgh.
What are you giving up for him? Scotty, what are you giving up for Kirk Cousins?
What else can they do? But you keep on, you say, I don't say you, but everyone says, well, they're waiting and they're waiting and they're waiting, right? But, okay, let's say he says he's not going to play. Are they going to make another move? Or will they complete a trade for Kirk Cousins? Is that the next, okay, we're not going to go to Mason Rudolph, we're going to go to Kirk Cousins? Is that it?
Here's the problem that I have. Kirk Cousins, Aaron Rodgers, with George Pickens, right? They maybe have a I'll say maybe. If both of those quarterbacks could channel what they had 4 years ago, maybe they make a run. Maybe. But now you get rid of George Pickens, you got to give up something to get Kirk Cousins. So then what happens? So now you're starting to now dismantle the team that you thought all that they needed was a quarterback, and now you're taking steps backwards just to get back to neutral.
Yeah, you can get Kirk Cousins for like a fifth round pick. You're not going to have to get him. But the Falcons would be thrilled not to have him on their payroll. You're stuck with his contract. Good. You know, anything, you know, bag of rocks would be good. How about this? How about J.J. McCarthy stinks and they trade him back to Minnesota?
No way. You think Minnesota would take Kirk Cousins would go back to Minnesota? Would you make them a contender? Would you take the 5-1? Would you take the 5-1 to win the division?
Yeah, definitely.
You would?
Definitely.
Would you take the 8.5 to go over their win total?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Based off of what, though, Scott?
Based off of 2 years ago. I don't know what happened last year. It was the weirdest thing. Maybe his family was back home, or at least his wife was, the distractions, being told how great you were. Maybe he just wasn't into football last year. But now he's had that pregnant pause. Now he sees his career on the line. I might not play anymore. Now he gets rejuvenated and goes back to a team that, you know, he's had success with. He knows the players, knows the system. Coaches are all still there. If he went back there, absolutely, they would be a contender. Not saying they would win because they didn't win before with him, but, you know, not as far as winning at all. But he would get him in the postseason.
You think Minnesota would make the postseason?
Absolutely. With Cousins there.
We didn't discuss this. What was their number when we did the make the playoffs? We didn't discuss Minnesota, but I'll give it to you right now. To make the playoffs, they are behind Atlanta, behind Arizona. Where are they?
Wow.
Actually, excuse me, they're not. They're ahead of plus 152 to make the playoffs.
Plus 152. Well, yeah, but they would be even at worst with Kirk Cousins.
Really? Would you put them ahead of the Chargers?
No. I think the Chargers are making a playoffs.
All right, Chargers are minus 115. So we'll see. He says even money with Kirk Cousins at the helm. Talk more make or miss the playoffs coming up next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
This is an ad by BetterHelp. Workplace stress is now a leading cause of declining mental health, with 61% of the global workforce feeling it more than ever. You can't escape work, but you can take small steps to care for yourself. A walk, some sun, a favorite song. Therapy is one of those steps, ongoing support to build resilience for whatever your day throws at you. Balance is tough. Getting help shouldn't be. Visit BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com today for 10% off your first month.
You're listening to Football Full Circle with Joe Lisi and Scott Wetzel.
All right, back on Football Full Circle, breaking down the make or miss playoffs on FanDuel. They haven't added any other markets, Scott. I'm looking as it relates to the receiving props, quarterback props. Those should be interesting on some of the other quarterbacks as we inch closer to the regular season. They only have a handful of quarterbacks for the 30, 40, and 35 touchdowns this year. So we'll see. But I do want to go just back to the conference odds. And we were talking about Minnesota. So let's just look at their conference total and odds right now. 14-1 with J.J. McCarthy. That's a crazy number. You know, that really is a crazy number when you think about it, no? I mean, 14-1 is ahead of Dallas, Arizona, Atlanta, Seattle. Okay, you want to take Atlanta and Chicago out of the mix? That's fine because we know about the inexperienced quarterbacks, but they still have more experience than J.J. McCarthy. But Dak Prescott, Kyler Murray, Sam Darnold, all guys that have basically elevated their teams for the most part and put up numbers. The Minnesota Vikings have better odds, and we don't know what to expect out of J.J. McCarthy this year.
I know. They're really given a whole lot of respect for that team and not for the quarterback, because the quarterback is now in Seattle and they're 28-1, whereas the team is obviously the team and they're 14-1. So they think that anybody could go in there and just start whipping the ball around like Sammy did last year and have just as much success. I don't think that's the case. Now, I'm not a Sam Darnold fan, but, I'll give him a little bit more credit than J.J. McCarthy coming in as a rookie off an injury. Who didn't throw the ball that much at Michigan anyway to have that kind of success. So, yeah, I thought that number really should be around 20-25-1. You can't hedge. I'll add this. You can't hedge. I get that. But ultimately, could Minnesota surprise? Could some of these other teams surprise? Maybe get in as a wild card. Maybe even win the division. But ultimately, are they really going to the Super Bowl, which is what you need to cash this ticket? No.
Yeah. Right. I agree with you. Like, it's not worth it. And here's the other thing, too, is like, again, no J.J. McCarthy number, similar to Michael Penix. At least Michael Penix, we know, has a body of work from last year. We don't know what to expect from J.J. McCarthy. We have no passing total on McCarthy on FanDuel right now. It's like, what are we? So, all right, let's put a number on him. Sam Darnold threw for 4,000 plus yards with 36 touchdowns and 12 interceptions last year. What do you think the number is on McCarthy? 3,600, 3,700?
Yeah, he's got to go 35.
Can't expect them to put up 4,000.
Right. No, I was going to say 34, 35. But I think people would bet the over. I think they would be all. That's why I don't think the boys in Vegas know what to do with him, Joe. I think they want to see how well he does in the preseason. Let's get a couple of games under our belt. Let's see him throw the football around a little bit. Then we'll post a number. Otherwise, right. it is a crapshoot. But I think people would be more inclined to go over than they would under.
Yeah, see, I don't know, Scott. I'm a little nervous about that number. I would be hesitant. All right, this is a new market because we do have more players involved. 4,500 yards, Scott, on FanDuel quarterbacks. Okay. Front runner is Joe Burrow that blew through that number last year, right? Plus 190. So remember we asked for alt. They didn't allow us to alt our own numbers on some of these totals, but they gave like 500 yard. So we had 4,000 yard guys. We have 4,500 yard guys. Pat Mahomes is plus 330. Jared Goff plus 420. Purdy 5-1. Prescott plus 550. And Baker Mayfield at plus 550. I actually, out of all that group, out of outside Burrow, I would take a shot on Mayfield at plus 550.
He threw for 4,500 exactly last year, so he can get it done.
I think he will get it done. Anybody else that stands out?
I would take Goff again. He did it last year at plus 420. Defense still stinks. Still got the same head coach. I know it's a different offensive coordinator. I get that. But the philosophy as far as throwing the football is concerned, doing all kind of goofy things with Dan Campbell, getting into shootouts, playing indoors, don't worry about cold weather. Goff at plus 420, even though I'm not a big golf fan, but I'm not a golf fan in the postseason. Regular season, I would go there.
I like his
420 more than value-wise, Joey B's plus 190, even though I think Burrow will get this.
How about both of these guys, Scott? And I just say that in Trevor Lawrence at 7-1 or Herbert at 9-1. Now, we know that L.A. wants to run the football, so that's why you're getting the 9-1 number, but he's still capable, Scott, if you do it, 4,500 yards, he can make that average every week at 9-1. I sort of like that.
Mm-hmm. How about, you could parlay these too. I just realized. How about a Dak plus 550.
Right.
Joey B plus 190.
And Mayfield?
Let me go. I'll go conservative first. Goff
at
plus 420.
Can you?
Yeah. 97-1. 97-1.
I like mine. You put Baker.
Which one?
Baker, Dak. And Joe Burrow is 121
to. Yeah. I like those.
Pays the college bills. That's it.
Yeah. And let me tell you, Joe, a lot of these stuff, FanDuel anyway, is a little goofy. You know, one day you can parlay them, the next day you can't. So don't think, I'll put it in later this summer, because later this summer they may realize what we effed up. I got guys putting in 12,000 parlays paying 120-1. No, can't have that. Take that down. Take that option down. So, it's goofy putting in a bet in for an NFL season now, but I'm telling you, these things change. Put it in now.
No, you are right. Like, they did that with the college football playoff odds, where you could put teams to make the college football, and all of a sudden you're like, "Wait a minute, we're getting slammed with these bets." All of a sudden, pull back the reins. It's like you're at the Trotters, right? The guys start pulling back. Right? We'll come back and wrap it up.
Take a break.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
You're listening to Football Full Circle with Joe Lisi and Scott Wetzel.
All right, diving into the prop bets, Scott and I found a couple of markets. We gave our best bets and parlays this year for the make or miss parlays throughout the playoffs earlier in the week. We did find the 4,500-yard passing totals that you could parlay on FanDuel. Scott, I'm salivating. They got the 4,000.
I got one for you.
They got the 4,000-yard passing mark. So maybe yes. We could get like six guys that we could maybe really have a parlay here. You want to take a shot on the six or the 4,000?
Let me throw you one real quickly, 4,500, because you're going to like this. It pays 1,200 to one. All right, so we got to go. It's not as goofy as you think. All right.
All right, guys.
We're gonna start with our boy Tua Tags at 7-1.
I knew you were gonna throw him in there.
Maybe he goes back.
17 yet, right. Okay.
All right, but we're looking for right. We got the possibility there. All right. We're gonna use Geno Smith in Vegas. All right. They brought him there for a reason. Their defense stink. Well, it doesn't really stink, but they're gonna get into some shootouts. Right. They didn't bring him there to hand the ball off. Maybe he throws for 4,000 yards. And okay. then your boy Kyler Murray at 14-1, just because he does have weapons galore, right? I mean,
okay.
So that pays a $1 bet will net you $1,200.
All right,
$10 bet is $12,000.
$100 bet is $121,000.
Yeah. Now we're talking.
Come on, Gino. 500
Let's go,
yards,
Gino. Yeah. Imagine Tua's at like 4,400, and then he gets a concussion on the last game, and he doesn't make it. That would be our luck.
All right, so let's do these, Scott. You could do six for the 4,000. All right? So let's do this. I'll take Baker.
Okay.
Right?
That's 125.
Trevor Lawrence, Kyler
plus
Murray,
170.
Right? I'll add Burrow and I'll add Goff. What? 8,172.
No Mahomes.
No.
Don't trust him. 80-1.
What do you think about that? Mayfield, Lawrence, Murray, Burrow, and Goff.
I think Lawrence would be the one that's going to kick you. You'll get Burrow.
All right, so we'll take out Lawrence. I know, we'll take out Lawrence, which is plus 170. He's plus 170. You want me to put in? I'll put in Tua. 8,019.
No. Put Stafford in. Matthew Stafford. They're going to be throwing the ball all over the place with Devontae Adams.
8,019.
Yeah. That I like.
8,019.
That's not bad. That's really not bad. I mean, you got Burrow and Goff and Baker that did it last year easily. Stafford would have if he stayed healthy. And Kyler Murray does have weapons galore, and their defense stinks. So he's got to be in some shootouts. So
I mean, these are pretty good, Scott. How about this? Let's try another one. You ready? Let's do Dak. Let's do Herbert. Let's do Goff, Burrow, and Mayfield. That pays $47.54. Still not bad.
Not bad. That's a big drop. Why? Because we didn't put Murray in there at plus 350, but we got Herbert at plus 210. I'm surprised that's that much lower.
Yep.
But still, almost 50 to 1. You know you're getting Joey B. Again, all these guys got to stay healthy, but that's with any bet, right? So Joey B's getting 4,000. Goff's getting 4,000. Baker threw for 45 last year. No reason to think he can't throw for 4,000 this year. The Dax, you know, got Pickens there, even though he's a dope, but still, he should go for 4. You got the offensive coordinator, who's the head coach. Herbert would be the one. As crazy as that sounds. Cool. You know, will Harbaugh just run the ball?
Let me ask you this. Could Bryce Young throw for 4,000?
That could happen.
We'll take out Herbert and we'll put in Bryce Young, 8,200. 82-1.
That I like.
I like it too. These are pretty good. This is incredible. We'll talk about it more next week. For our great producer, Danny Oler, Scott Wetzel, I'm Joe Lisi. Have a great weekend, everyone. We'll be back on Monday talking about the NFL. Enjoy the weekend.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisisCLE.com/podcast.